Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Angela Tamjan, a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose. The title of her preaching today is Sowing the Seeds of the Kingdom.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps for many of us, that's the first experience of new life, a new beginning, a rebirth, one filled with joy, the joy of resurrection. For the one who was raised from the dead has opened the door to new life for us. And just as the seed code breaks open to let growth emerge, so too does this joy linger. As the church welcomes its newest member, not only to belong, but to take part in bringing about the kingdom of God. And whether we were that newest member, or the ones who witnessed that moment of baptism, we know the kingdom of God is here, in the seed of faith handed on, a seed that has yielded its first grain. With this comes our commitment to take part in the kingdom, not just as seed bearers, but as seed sowers. Jesus recenters us today in the sowing ground of the kingdom of God. It begins with, open quote, a sower went out to sow, end quote. In an agricultural society, mostly first century Jews, Jesus is speaking to people who know farming. They've lived the scattering of seeds by hand across open ground. They know, as we do, that there's little control over what kind of soil the seeds will fall on. The path, the rocks, the thorns, the good soil, all are part of the field. So in our journey to bring about the kingdom of God, the question becomes not just what kind of soil we face, but rather, what kinds of seeds are we sowing? What seeds is God inviting us to sow in our world today? And if we listen closely, we might hear God's invitation echoing through every prayer of the faithful, spoken aloud, lifted up in the universal church at Eucharist. We pray for peace, for unity, for an end to war and violence, for healing, for conversion of heart, for care for our common home. These prayers reveal the kinds of seeds that are deeply needed and deeply lacking in our world today. The seeds of truth, humility, forgiveness, compassion, solidarity in our shared belonging, and responsibility for the gift we have received. These are gospel values. They reveal to us the glimpses of God's kingdom present right in our midst. When we listen deeply to the Word of God embodied in the way someone responds to violence with nonviolence, speaks truth with conviction and humility, lives simply in solidarity with those who suffer, and loves deeply in all the ways they're generous, we witness the kingdom of God here and now. And we take it in until it becomes part of our belief system, the principle from which we operate and make decisions, and eventually our way of life. That's what it takes to change. That's what it means to bear fruit. In the hands of God, the impact multiplies. How we live out the gospel values in our daily lives sows seeds on all kinds of soil. Seeds that help make the kingdom of God a tangible reality, fully alive in our midst.